This is JIS News. Coming up, economy grows by 1.8% for April to June quarter. Ground broken for early stimulation program facility in Portland, and Irish potato imports cut by 75% in the past 5 years. Details after the break.
The Caribbean Association of Housing Finance, CASHFI, in conjunction with the National Housing Trust and the Inter-American Development Bank, under the patronage of the President of the International Union of Housing Finance Institutions, presents the Regional Housing Conference 2014, Transforming Communities Through Housing and Economic Development, Monday, October 6th and Tuesday, October 7th at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. Register at www.cashfi.com or 754-5264 or 997-5282. Sponsored by JNBS, NHT and VMBS.
Now the news. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is reporting that the Jamaican economy grew by 1.8% in the second quarter of 2014 compared with the same period last year. This also represents a 1.4% improvement over the first quarter of 2014. A report issued by Statin earlier this week says the growth resulted from a 6.3% improvement in output for the goods-producing industries and a 0.5% increase in the services industries. Statin is reporting that production occurred for all the months of the review quarter, in contrast to the second quarter of 2013, where there was no production for the month of May. Notable improvements were also recorded in the agriculture, forestry, and fishing industries, and Statin says this is due largely to the sustained hurricane recovery and drought mitigation measures implemented by the government. The manufacturing sector also recorded growth, arising from a 111.9% increase in the production of sugar and a 26.1% growth in petroleum refining. 100 children with special needs and 10 teachers are to benefit from the establishment of a facility for the Early Stimulation Program, ESP, in Portland. The center will be constructed at a cost of $30 million with funding from the Digicel Foundation. Labor and Social Security Minister Derek Kelly says the partnership with Digicel Foundation will enhance the ministry's capacity to deliver services to children with disabilities and their families.
We anticipate that with a center permanently located in this community, residents will now benefit fully from the community-based rehabilitation, assessment, counseling, and parenting workshops that will be offered.
Minister Kelly was speaking at the groundbreaking ceremony for the ESP in Portland Wednesday. The center is expected to be completed within 6 months. Irish potato imports have declined by more than 75% since 2008 as a result of the government's deliberate strategy to ramp up production. Acting Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries Derek Kellyer says imports have fallen from 9.3 million kilograms to 2.2 million kilograms in 2013. At the same time, the country's national self-sufficiency levels increased from 32% in 2008 to close to 90% in 2013.
This success has been impressive and was secured through the cooperation of key stakeholders, the farmers, input suppliers, financiers, and the traders. Another critical success factor has been the ministry's investment of over $15 million of additional storage capacity in Christiana to allow for storage of the crop when it comes in bulk and gradual release to the market thereafter.
Minister Kelly was addressing potato growers, buyers, and other key stakeholders at the launch of the National Irish Potato Expansion Program Tuesday. He says the target this year is the planting of 1,200 hectares, production of 15 million kilograms of Irish potato, continuous training of 1,500 farmers, increased public-private sector partnerships, and more work on varieties used to make French fries. And Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton says Jamaica places top priority on the services industry, noting that it dominates the country's economic activities. Information technology, tourism and business process outsourcing are among the leading service sectors. Minister Hilton points out that the services industry represents 75% of the country's gross domestic product, GDP, adding that Jamaica is participating in a range of other activities to boost economic growth.
We are particularly excited because in building out our global logistic hub, we have an opportunity to play a very important role in the global value chain.
Minister Hilton was participating in a panel discussion on global perspective on the service trade at the Global Services Summit in Washington, D.C. recently. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.